And we're joined now by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams for the regular Friday Look Ahead. Juan's a panelist on one of the Sunday political talk shows that helps set the political agenda for Washington and the country, and he's with us by phone today from Las Vegas. Juan, I'm guessing the topic for the week has got to be George Tenet. Does anyone have him as a guest, do you know?
No such luck. Tenet's not one to give interviews very easily. Sometimes he'll see people on background, but most of his words come in front of Senate and House Intelligence Committees. And so you're going to see a little bit of Pat Roberts, who's the Republican head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and Senator Rockefeller, the Democratic leading figure on that committee. They'll be on NBC's Meet the Press. But for the most part, the people on the show this weekend will be Condoleezza Rice, who's doing three shows, doing Fox, ABC, and NBC, and Secretary of State Colin Powell, who will do CBS and CNN. And they're both going to be coming from Europe, where the president is touring on his way to Normandy to celebrate the anniversary of D-Day.
Well, if the administration is putting out Dr. Rice and Secretary Powell, they must have a message. Those are two pretty big figures to have out on the shows.
Well, the big message is that the president is the commander-in-chief. He's over there celebrating D-Day last weekend. It was the celebration of the World War II Memorial in Washington. And the effort here really follows up on the speech that the president gave this week at the Air Force Academy, in which he says that he is still committed to Iraq. He doesn't think this is any time for vacillation or second-guessing. They put in place now what they hope to be the Iraqi government that will be there for the transition of sovereignty on June 30th. So they feel in some sense that is the good news, although the fighting continues and the security situation there on the ground is still tenuous. So they feel there's some good news to celebrate despite the overwhelming sense of this not being a good situation in Iraq. They feel they're making slow progress and they want to try to keep people in the mindset, especially the American public with declining approval numbers, to keep the American people in the mindset that the president does feel he has a grasp on what's taking place in Iraq.
I wonder if this is not just a very fortuitous timing for the administration to be able to go to Normandy to recall great military victories of the past at a time when the country is really thinking about current military problems.
Well, fortuitous for the Bush administration, Alex. I think that from their perspective, this is a real opportunity to showcase the president as commander-in-chief. Now, the other half of this, of course, comes from the John Kerry campaign. Senator Kerry, the likely Democratic nominee this week, had some harsh words about the White House support for Ahmad Shalabi, who has, of course, now been identified by the CIA, George Tenet. Shalabi had some nasty words to say about Tenet this week after the resignation, but the CIA has identified Shalabi as the man who was undermining U.S. efforts by sharing a secret code with Iranian operatives and trying to undermine the U.S. effort in Iraq. And Senator Kerry was saying it's another example of White House incompetence and putting trust in someone that didn't deserve that trust. So he's very aggressive in saying that this is another example of the administration taking steps that have, as Kerry said, cost the United States significantly.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Juan, thanks again.
My pleasure, Alex.